Blog Talk Radio.
Times of victory and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm just standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fear. You've been good to me throughout the
years.
It's a miracle that I'm so grateful for you. All that I am is because all that you promised to, and everything I desire, all because of you.
Thessalonians 5:16 says, in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God. You want to know what the will of God? Learn to be thankful for everything. This is what God wants out of us. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday, and then we'll get further into the broadcast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. I'm thankful for it all. Amen, amen.
Yes.
The scripture I like to share is coming from Revelation and chapter 3, verse 20. To say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. That 21st verse say, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for another day, Father God. We're so thankful for you making a way for us, Father God, for you and the word that we have. We can walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. So we are so thankful today that we are overcomers, Father God. For your word tells us that we are overcomers. It also lets us know, Father God, that because of you, the word says, by your stripes we are healed. So we're praying for all those who are going through any infirmities in their body, anything that's going on. Your word says, by your stripes we're healed. So we're going to stand on that word of God, Father God, and we're just praying for the healings to come forth. And as the healings come forth, may the testimonies come out, Father God, that they will witness to others as well what God is doing and have done in their lives. So, Father God, we're thanking you because we are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful for the words that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we're thanking you for your word, Father God. So thankful that we are joint heirs with you, Father God, with Christ. Lord, we just praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we're praying for all those that are going through a time of bereavement and those that are going through today, Father God. Lord, give them a peace of mind. Your word tells us that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Lord,
yes.
Help those that are going through the day. Let them
yes,
know
Lord.
That they're alone. For your word said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Say
and
that,
let
yes.
Me be with us no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, Father God. You're a way maker out of no way, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, you are.
Us to continue, allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us, Father God. May we know whose we are and who we are, Father God.
Yes.
We are a child of God. So let us walk, let us act like it, let us live like it, Father God.
Come on.
That we're able to be witnesses for you, Father God. As we bind up anything and everything that is not like you, Father God, we bind that up and cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we're able to just walk and let the world know who we are. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus broadcast on those that are listening, on those that participate, those that are listening by internet, and those who have in. So, Lord, have your way on this day. For this is the day the Lord has made. That's what it tells us in Psalms 100 18 and 24, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. So, Lord, we praise you, and we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday, and I'd like to hear from as many of you guys I can on Engage. I know you got so much to be thankful for, but we are asking you to share that, share some of it. One or two of the testimonies you have, bless the people of God. And not only us, there are people who come online and they listen, and you can bless them. They come in here for a blessing. I've had them literally tell me, you know, Pastor, I just really miss you all being on this channel. So I said, well, no problem. I'm not giving to the enemy. God gave us the victory. So I made sure that we come back here and at the other place. But what's important is that there were people who would just come online to listen at their leisure. They couldn't always come on at 12, but probably come on and just listen. And that blessed them. So your testimony is going to go a long ways. You don't know who's going through or what you're going through. You don't know who's been where you've been. And there are some people right now, it's where you have been, and they needed to know the way out. So today is a thankful Thursday. Like I said, we know you all have a lot to be thankful for. And just press one. And whatever you're thankful for, I mean, doesn't matter. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. So whatever it is, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:18 for those that are keeping note on the scripture. So we're going to ask you to press one, and we'll hear you. Okay, this looks like 7300.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
As I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
ain't no time for sadness. Ain't no time that, oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I hurt so bad. Oh, but Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day's journey.
Because
that's what it is. It's another day's journey. And I'm going to keep praising you through it all, dear Lord. I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. Because he didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to let us be in our sound mind. But it was because of his grace and his mercy that he allowed that to us. And we thank him. Oh, I could be on here all day thanking him, from the biggest to the smallest. He didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to let the hands work. He didn't have to let the legs work. And us as humans, we just take that as granted. Take that for granted. We're supposed to be able to get up and walk around. We don't even think about it. We just do it. But it's because of his grace and his mercy. I thank him for all his many, many blessings.
Amen.
And I ask those that know the word of prayer, keep me in prayer, and I will continue to keep you in prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Thankful Thursday. It doesn't matter. The Bible says in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Anyone else? Who's next? Hallelujah. Yes. You're thankful for.
Praise God. Praise and praise.
Pastor Beasley, how is Cynthia doing today?
She's doing well. Thank you for asking. She's maintaining, and we are believing what the word says. The Bible said, let the sick say they well. That's God's perspective. I know other folks want to go by the optical nerve, And that's not how we believe. We believe that God's word, just like God healed you. And I'm believing. Yeah. I'm standing on that. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, if God healed Evangelist Renee Foot, he'll do my daughter. So I'm believing. I'm standing on the word of God. By his stripes, we are healed. She is healed.
Amen.
And why? Because we're letting the sick say they will. We're just going to speak it. We're going to see it. We're not going by what the optical nerves say. We're not going by what we feel. We're going by what the word of God says. Thank you so much for inquiring. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, the devil has to take his hand off my child. We ain't playing that.
Amen.
Not today.
Mm-mm. We don't have that to do.
Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Say it. Say it now.
Mm-mm.
And I just appreciate you guys touching and agreeing with me. And I want you all to all be on the same page. We all saying that by his stripes, she is healed. Hallelujah. So everybody agreeing with me, agree with that as well. Also, I want to lift my sister up. She. I was informed this morning that she's in the hospital. So we just take authority over that. She asked for prayer. So I ask you all to agree with me on that, that God's will be done in her life. Listen, brothers and sisters. My perspective is that God's will be done. I got feelings and all this good stuff, but I'm on God's will. I don't know why. I ain't trying to figure it out. But I know one thing. I'm praying that his will be done. And whatever that is, that's what I'm believing for. So, but I can tell you this. The Bible said, let the sick say they are well. If two or more would touch and agree, it shall be done. I want y'all to know it's a done deal. I like to call it a DD. That's a done deal. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. We have his victory in grace. The Bible says, now to him that is able, because he's able. Ooh. Man, make me want to preach. And to him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask. Or according to the power that worketh in us. And guess what power that is? That's the word of God, man. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever. So that means right now, that now somebody wants some paper, you want some receipts, that would be Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3:21. He's able.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone
Amen.
Else? Thankful
Amen.
Person. Press one. Press one.
Praise.
Anyone else?
The pastor
Go
on
ahead,
the,
Pastor.
Praise God. You know, our lesson's been great, but I'm going with the healing affirmation, and reclaiming it all together. But as you were speaking, and I picked up my book here, and it gives us these scriptures to stand on for the healing. It says, God forgives all iniquities and heals all our diseases. Psalms 103, verse 3. Lord, it is in your word that if I cry out to you and you will heal me. So it's letting us know right there God will heal. Just call out to him. Then it goes on to say, Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from us all the sickness, and that's in Deuteronomy 7:15. By his stripes we are healed, Isaiah 53:5. You, Lord, will bring healing, and that's in Jeremiah 33:6. Lord, your word says that my healing shall spring forth speedily, and that's in Isaiah 58:8. It is written in Psalms 41, Heavenly Father, that if we remember and bless the poor, that you will keep us alive and that you will raise us up off of our sickbed and heal our diseases. Psalms 41:3. Lord, you said, if I depart from evil and I would have health to my flesh and strength to my bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. And it goes on, it says, my body is healthy. That's the speaking the word. Amen. My body is healthy and strong and not plagued by human illness or ills. And that's Psalm 73:4-5. So we standing on the word. I mean, I can go on. It's just so many which is giving us confirmation on the healing. And all we got to do is stand on God's word, as you were saying, Pastor. Amen, amen. And we just have so thankful that we have Evangelist Renee, and she stands boldly on the word, and she don't mind letting nobody know what God is doing for her. And I'm sure there's others as well. But, you know, when you speak it, then you then put it out in the atmosphere. Amen.
Come on.
Our words are so important. So people have to be careful what words they're saying, because what you say, that's what you're going to have. So if you speak
that's
in it. Healing, you're going to have it. Amen.
That's
if
right.
You speak,
that's right.
If
whatever you want, start speaking it. Don't say
that's
what you
right.
have, you know, because that's what people do. Instead of saying what the words say, they say what they feel, what they think. That's not how it's done. I know it's different. It's supposed to be different.
Yeah.
It's nothing ordinary about this. Why? Because
that's right.
we say what the Father say. And the Father's word doesn't always agree with what we think and feel. Remember over there in Matthew 16, our foundational scripture, we took Monday. I think it was the 26th verse. Was that Matthew 16:23? Remember what it said? I like the, I read one of those versions. But anyway, here's what it said. It says, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou sayest not the things that be of God, but thou be a man. So you have to make a decision. Are you going to say the things of man, or are you going to say the things of God? You going to see God's perspective, or are you going to see man's perspective? Well, I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. You have to say it. And here's two reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, God will confirm his word. He'll confirm it. It's like, okay, there it is right there. You said it. It can't come back to me empty. I got to make healing come. I got to make deliverance come. And they've asked me. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So we're believing that. We're believing what the word of God says. Things that be of God. But those things be of man. So you have to make that decision that this is what you want to hear. You want to hear what God has to say. God says, you know, I just love that scripture. Jesus said, the Bible said he even turned to him. So he made an effort. He turned to him and told Peter, get away from me. Get behind me. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your thoughts are the world thoughts. Your thoughts are not the Father's thoughts. It's important that we understand our thoughts have to be what the Father said. I was talking to somebody, I think it was yesterday, and I was explaining to them that God, like for instance, God has said, and it's important that you understand this, God has said, Jesus is our high priest.
Yeah.
He's our high priest. Now, you got to go through Jesus. I'm sorry. God has made Jesus our high priest. So you can go through all these other ways. But at the end of the day, he is the way, the truth, and the life. God made him high priest. He called him to be our high priest. That's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, that you have God's perspective on things. The word of God says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of a divine calling, consider the apostles and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Christ is the high priest of what we're saying.
Hallelujah.
He's our high priest, not God. Oh, thank you, God. Forget that. Christ is the high priest. And God ain't going to let you overstep him, calling yourself, you so close to God and you know God. No, baby, he already laid it out how you're to go. He is the high priest. We have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Christ is our high priest. But we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as men, yet without sin. Listen, dear heart, please, please make Christ your high priest. Because when he is the high priest, trust me, the healing is coming because we've confessed it and he's holding true to the word and he all power is in his hand in heaven and in earth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Anybody else? Press one. Whatever you're thankful for. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, Pastor. I see Evangelist Laura, I think, from California. She is step away from mine. Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Just press one.
Amen. The pastor tells someone, come on, that scripture, Matthew 16:23 in the New Living Translation. It said, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. Ain't that something? He said, get away from me. He said he was dangerous.
Praise. Yeah, it's dangerous when you get the world, perspective. That's a dangerous thing, man. I was telling you all yesterday about the, that brother asked me what was wrong. I was telling y'all about the LGBTQ society. How you going to tell me something when you ain't figured out if you're a man or a woman, or a woman or a man? You need to first figure that out, because God said, let every man have his own wife. And you say, let every woman have her own wife. See, we have to come to a place either we're going to have God perspective or man perspective. That's all I'm saying. So ain't nothing. Well, what are they going to tell me? No, I'd rather have God perspective. Because I'm going to tell you, it's dangerous, brothers and sisters, to live by what men say and not what God says. That's why Jesus told Peter, get behind me. You're offending me. You're going against what the Father says. People don't let folks go against. See, Satan's sneaky like that. I didn't tell y'all that. He waited till he got Jesus on the mountain. God just got through bragging about, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Got through bragging about, and get right up there and whisper in Jesus' ear, come out. Now, if you really the son of God, turn these stones into bread. Well, you just heard what God said. He bust heaven wide open. Everybody start rejoicing. The Son of God. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Satan get him up there and talk him out. Now, if you really be the Son of God, See, Satan always want to try you. He want to always want to see what your stand is on things. He always want to see if you really love the Lord, if you really a child of God. And then you want to back up and think about your sin. Man, God already forgave you your sins.
Yes, he has. Thank you, Lord.
He made Jesus to be sin for you. Now get with that. So if he paid for it, you can't pay for it no way. They need to be worried about their own sin.
Right.
But, thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Press one. Anyone else got something you want to be thankful for today? Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the healing. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Yeah.
You're thankful for?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. 5380. 5380. That's your last four numbers.
It's the overseer, Pastor.
Okay. Please, God.
I just got on. I didn't get to hear much. I was at another appointment, but anyway, I called a little piece. I think he'd been talking about love. I do love God, and I try to live by His word as much as I know, and I'm trying to learn more. And I didn't know what all y'all discussed today, but I want to come on and let you all know that I said I would get on when I can. I had a early appointment this morning, 7:30, and I'm back from my appointment, and I came by here, got to my daughter here. She had opened up, so I stopped by to pick up some stuff. But I'm here, and I'm asking you all for prayer. I took my heart monitor off Monday. I hadn't got the results yet, but I did went to the hand doctor this morning, and he don't want me to use my hand at all. So I tell him I need to use the right one a little bit. So I'm trying to be good. So y'all pray for me, because I'm working with them with the hand, trying to get it back in shape. And I love y'all, and I hope I'll get on and catch a little more tomorrow. Y'all
sounds good. Okay, thank you so much. Overseer, thank you so much. The Bible says, let the sick say they will. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about God have already healed us. Let me tell you what, I won't get in it today, but I'll get in it maybe tomorrow. We're going to talk about identifying with God, and you have to identify with him through Christ, okay? You got to have Christ as your high priest so you can identify with God, and we're talking about what God's word say, God's perspective on things. And when it comes to healing, he said, let the sick say they are well. This brother, you've been promised this payment. And just not physically, but mentally. A lot of people, my daughter was telling me the other day, I don't know, last week sometime, there's a lot of people in mental health. Believe me, a lot of people, more people than you probably realize, but there's a lot of people need healing in mental health. Mind gone, doing all kind of crazy stuff. People, that ain't normal. That's mental health. People cutting themselves. People doing all kind of crazy stuff. Man, yesterday, he cut himself so he can get to the doctor so he can escape prison. Mental health.
Yeah.
So it's important. And if you're in your right mind, you ought to be praising God. You ought to be thanking him just to be in your right mind today. People trying to commit suicide. It's a good thing if you're in your right mind, because the devil just sneaking up behind everybody, telling them all kind of crazy stuff to do. No, don't jump. No, don't do that. Man, listen to what the word of God said. Jesus came to give me have life and have it more abundantly. The devil wants you to die. He wants you to kill yourself. He wants you to throw up your hands and say, what the use? Every time I just get worse and worse. That's what he wants you to do. The last thing he wants you to do, and I'm done, The last thing he wants you to do is start saying what God said. See, that started in the Garden of Eden. All God wanted Adam and Eve to do is say what he said. If he said that they would eat of it, surely die, say it and stick with it.
Amen.
Satan was trying to change the word then, and he'll change it today. He'll tell you all kind of crazy stuff. But that's why you got to run back to the word and say, okay, what does the word say about this? See, whatever it is.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah. That's so true, Pastor. They was just saying that on the news earlier about how, you know, they coming up with some kind of machine to monitor a person's brain when they going having that mental issue. And they starting to recognize that now. And like you said, there's more people than ever. We never heard about people having so much, you know, what, depression or psychiatric problems, and but they're monitoring it now, and they, you know, they becoming more aware of it, you know, so they can try to treat that problem. But like you say, we need to go back to God's word. Amen. By his stripes to heal totally and completely from head to toe. Walk it by faith. You keep walking in and keep saying that word. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes. Praise anyone else?
God.
Hallelujah. He is fully inside and out.
Yes, he will.
Completely. Okay.
Who was that, Evangelist Renee?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she knows. Yes. Her feet was to the white meat, people. I'm telling you,
yes.
I saw a picture. It was to the white meat. It was an ugly sight. And God gave her a new, you know, if nothing else, just look at, well, Lord, you did that for her. Do it for me. Lord, you did that for her. Do it for me. And she testified you did it for her. Your healing is still available. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Thank you, Renee.
Your testimony is enough for somebody to grab a hold and just run with it.
Hallelujah.
Lord, your word said
it. Yeah.
Words say we are more than conquerors. We're not going to let nothing get us down. We're going on in Christ Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Because he's a healer.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Okay. If not, on tomorrow, we're going to talk about God's perspective as far as our identity. You got to start identifying. And for those that don't know it, do you realize identity theft is up 325%? Well, what that have to do with us? Satan want to steal your identity, man.
Have mercy.
Yeah, see, I had never looked at that to the Holy Spirit. Say, yeah, that's why it's up so high. Satan is stealing the identity of the church. You got 86% people, a musician, in the church that's gay. 86%. Yeah, this is in the Newsweek. Then he turned around and said, they're getting paid and the pastors are not. That's mental illness. Something wrong there. Something wrong with that picture. I ain't trying to figure it out. I'm just putting it out there. How is it that the musician, all he's doing is paying some ivory, he get paid more than the pastor? I don't agree with that kind of stuff.
Amen.
But I'm just saying, mental illness. But anyway, the devil will steal the identity of the church because he's been doing that. He wants us to think the church is a building when the church is us. So we're going to talk about the new creation, and this is God's perspective, of course, the new self, God's perspective, the new mind we're supposed to have. Why do you need a new mind? Because the old mind is corrupt.
Yeah.
The old mind is the mind of Adam. We need the mind of Christ.
Amen.
That's one reason of mental illness right there. People got the mind of Adam. Adam did anything. He slept with the devil. He'll do anything. The devil, that's what Satan will do. He'll do anything to get you on his side. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if you got the mind of Satan, which is the mind of the world, and I'll show you all that too, before it's all over with. But he says, and why do you think Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind? If you're going to renew it, what you going to renew it on? So we got a new mind, a new commandment, God's perspective of what the new commandment is. Matter of fact, God has given us new mercies. Hallelujah. We got new mercies now. Some people are going to get healed because you don't find out God got new mercies and God got to keep his word. He can't deny he done said it. You're going to put God under the microscope that make his word come true. He will confirm it with signs following. Not with feelings, with signs following.
Thank you.
A lot to cover on tomorrow and between tomorrow and Sunday. But meanwhile, anyone else before we go? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Don't want to sound like I'm rushing. But anyone else?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, if not, y'all have an amazing rest of your blessed day, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.